number 35 in the white book, the Pilgrim Camp book. Let's sing it together. 35. Minutes, the young people will start their meeting down in the village. I think they're supposed to start at 8:15. We want to pray for them. This is I'm glad you're here, but this is the youth retreat weekend, and I guess primarily that's what the thought is for this weekend at least. We're following their theme. We're kind of going with what they're doing in their meetings, and we want to remember them. There are a lot of kids up there. I know some of them. And some of the ones that I know, I know that they need prayer. They're nice kids, but they're not angels. They're nice kids. They have a heart for the Lord sometimes. But we want to pray that the Lord will so change them. Not just bless them. I think there's a difference between getting a blessing and having a good time and enjoying. I saw some of them this afternoon. I said, "You having a good time?" "Oh, yeah." Well, they just came from the beach. I mean, I guess they're having a good time with an ice cream in their hand. So, yeah, it's having a good time. I hope they're having a good time, like, in about a half an hour from now. I hope they're still having a good time. And I know the Lord wants them to. As was said yesterday by somebody, nobody's here by accident. Not even you. But none of these kids are here by accident. The Lord's brought them here. Somehow or other, opened the door for them to get here. And I know it's in the heart of the leaders, the youth leaders, that God works in them. It's a vulnerable age, a lot of temptations. But God is faithful, and God is able. You know, the idea that these poor kids, they're not poor kids. They've got tremendous advantage to be able to come to camp and seek the Lord and know the Lord. What a privilege they have. It's not poor kids. It's what? Fortunate kids. Now we want to pray that the Lord will just help them to make the most of every opportunity. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for each young person that are down there in the village and soon to gather in their meeting. And we pray, Lord, I trust and believe that you've been working in their hearts last night. Thank you for the things they've heard, the challenge that was presented to them. I don't know what went on today, Lord, this morning, their meetings, their workshops. But, Lord, no doubt, again, your word of opening up blinded eyes, giving sight to those that don't see. Lord, we pray that you'll be doing that. Only your Spirit can do that. Lord, they can't open their eyes wide enough to see clearly. Only your Spirit can do that. So we pray, Lord, tonight that in the meeting, the Holy Spirit will work and so touch their hearts that they will have clarity of sight, that they will see eternal values, eternal perspectives. The things of earth will grow strangely, strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. Do it for each child, each kid, Lord, we pray. Bless those who are holding faith with them, giving your word tonight. We pray, Lord, that you'll anoint each one, fill them with faith, expectation. So, Lord, we remember them and pray that you'll come to their meeting. And Lord, we don't want to shortchange ourselves. We want you tonight. We want you to work in this short time that we have, in this little meeting that we're gathered, where two or three are in your name. There you are, and you're here, Lord. You're here with us. You're here to meet us. You're here to bless us. You're here to speak to us. And so, Lord, we're not just going to put in our hour and go, but Lord, we're going to meet you this hour. And we're going to leave changed and refreshed and challenged in spirit, soul, and body. And so, Lord, come, Lord. We love you. We serve you, and we're giving you all that we have. Now, Lord, help yourself to us. And Lord, let your name be glorified in this meeting, in every one of our hearts. Those who've just come on grounds today, thank you they can be here. Throughout these days, we're expecting you to meet every heart, Lord. For Jesus' sake, we ask it, and we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that last.
His goodness and mercy will follow. So great, I return. Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, dear Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your precious name, Lord. We open our hearts to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your Holy Spirit, Lord. Jesus. Have your way, Lord. I pray, Jesus, by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thankful for all the Lord has done so far this season. We had a beautiful Chinese retreat at the before the season. Before that, we had a minister's retreat. And we had the first period and the second period. So now we're midway with the youth retreat. But how thankful we are that God met us from the very beginning. As the ministers gathered in that room and here and prayed for this season, I believe without a doubt that the Lord heard those prayers.
Yes.
I believe that. And then the Chinese retreat, it's always such a beautiful thing to see so many come from different countries, from around the United States and abroad, China, Taiwan, Mongolia, Japan, Hong Kong, Texas, California, Canada, all to seek the Lord. And there are many places, I'm sure, where the Lord can be found, but how thankful we are for this place. How thankful we are that God works here. Much prayer goes up around the world for this camp and for these 2 months that it has opened. And as I said, I'm thankful for all that God did in the little ones, in the girls, the ministers as they ministered, and I believe he has more for us.
Yes, Lord.
He has more for you, more for me, as we look to him and as we expect him to come to us and to meet us.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we do thank you for all you've done and everyone that's been through camp so far this season. Lord, from all the places we've heard mentioned, and our own churches at home, and Lord, we thank you for your many blessings which are to us, Lord. If we were to reckon them up in order, they are more than can be numbered. Lord, we look back and we say thank you for your goodness and your blessing. Now, Lord, we're thinking of third period. It's now. The boys will be getting on a bus or coming by cars on Tuesday. The cottage will be full. The village in Natick and Nonantum will be buzzing, and up here in Watch Rock, the same. And Lord, all for no good reason if you're not here. But Lord, we want you.
Yes.
And your blessing and the prayers that have gone up and continue to go up. We claim the answer to those prayers,
yes.
Lord. We believe you for an abundant answer.
Yes.
Lord, not because we deserve anything and not because the village will be full of kids, but Lord, because you're there. Oh, you're there, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come third period and work in every camper, in every cottager, a young or old, Lord, and every staff member that are preparing to come or here already. Lord, every guest that are coming or here already. Lord, meet us, bless us. Pour out your Spirit this whole third period upon us, how we need you, Lord. And we pray there wouldn't be a lag at all, but there'd be a going forward in you. Lord, and again, according to our faith, our expectation, and as the psalmist wrote, our expectation is from you. And so, Lord, we believe you to continue your good work to us. Lord, there are needs that will be represented on these grounds. There'll be physical needs. There will be emotional needs. There'll be spiritual needs. Every need your hand supply. Lord, we ask you for that. Why not? Why not? You're big, you're great, you're mighty, you're all powerful. Oh, dear Lord, give us faith in thee. Faith is a little grain of mustard seed. Dear Lord, over every situation that we'll face, in everyone that has a problem or a need, or the needs that will be manifest, Lord, let there be victories won in lives. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you for what you will yet do. And we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For he is able, he's able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. For he is able, he's able. I know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.